Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher, here to help you slay those distractions and conquer your to-do list with a fierceness that would make Wonder Woman jealous. Ever feel like your brain is wired for distraction? You're scrolling through Instagram, suddenly it's 3 hours later, and you're wondering how in the world your laundry still hasn't been folded. Trust me, I get it. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. They're like those annoying little flies buzzing around your brain constantly tempting you to ditch what you're doing. But guess what? We don't have to let them win. So, strap in because we're about to unlock 5 game-changing secrets to help you minimize those procrastination triggers and become a master of focus. First up, awareness is your secret weapon. You can't tackle something if you don't know what's causing it, right? So, spend a few days consciously observing your behavior when you feel that dreaded urge to procrastinate. What are the usual suspects? Is it social media, those pesky emails, or maybe even just daydreaming about your next vacation? Once you know your enemy, you can start building your defense strategies. Number 2. Create a distraction-free zone. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to study for a test in the middle of a crowded party, right? So, why would you try to focus on important tasks while notifications are popping up and your phone is begging for attention? Designate a specific workspace that's free from distractions. Turn off those pesky notifications, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, and let everyone know you need some serious focus time. You can even throw on some noise-canceling headphones if that helps you get in the zone. Number 3. The power of the tiny task. Sometimes, the biggest obstacle to getting started is just the sheer feeling of overwhelm. So, break down those big projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like conquering a mountain. Instead of staring at the whole thing, focus on climbing one step at a time. Start with something small, something that feels achievable in 5 or 10 minutes. You'll be surprised how quickly that momentum builds. Now, for number 4. Reward your awesome self. Let's face it, we humans are creatures of habit, and positive reinforcement goes a long way. Every time you successfully resist a distraction and stay focused on your tasks, celebrate those wins. Give yourself a little treat, take a short walk, listen to your favorite song, or indulge in a cup of coffee. Remember, staying on track isn't about deprivation, it's about celebrating your progress and keeping your motivation high. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. We all have those days when distractions seem extra tempting, and procrastination whispers sweet nothings in our ear. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, take a deep breath, and gently guide your focus back to what needs to be done. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about learning, adapting, and getting back on track when you stumble. Okay, let's put these strategies into action with a real-world scenario. Imagine this. You have an important presentation due next week, but every time you try to work on it, your email inbox seems to explode with notifications, and your social media feed is calling your name. But remember what we talked about. Create that distraction-free zone. Break down the presentation into smaller chunks of those tiny tasks. Reward yourself for staying focused and be kind to yourself if you get sidetracked. You got this. So there you have it, 5 powerful hacks to minimize distractions and conquer procrastination. Remember, becoming a focus master is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing these strategies, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, don't give up on yourself. Now go out there and crush those goals. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends who might need a little procrastination punishing boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.